Hey everyone, this is Nick. Thanks for joining us for the Circuit Riders Podcast. To know us, we are a YWAM missions community here in Huntington Beach, California, with a passion to save the lost, revive the saved, and train them all. This is a podcast from our summer leadership training school. Hope you enjoy.
That language that is stuck. Oh God. So we are going to learn about salvation, encounter, and clean breakout. So could you tell your neighbor salvation, encounter, and clean breakout? Does your neighbor look excited? Are they saying it like they look excited? Okay, look for another neighbor who might be more excited than that. And tell them salvation, encounter, and clean breakout. So we'll just start with some basics of salvation, because yesterday we covered salvation. Are you together so far? Amazing. Do I have your attention? All of you? Amazing. So the truth is, and we all know this, that salvation can only be found in Jesus. No matter what, you can never find salvation anywhere else. Amen? Even if you try anything else, you cannot find salvation outside of Jesus. And salvation is not about, we already talked through this, it's not about repeating words. It is not about following someone who is following the Lord, okay? Salvation is about you personally having an encounter with the Lord and choosing to lay down your life and follow the Lord.
Amen.
This is an everyday decision you make, that I will keep following the Lord. I will keep walking out my salvation every single day. And one of the things that come with salvation is clean breakup. Amen? Amen? Because the truth is, when we encounter the Lord, ourselves, we'll come to a place of realizing that we have been living a life that is not pleasing to Him. And we will want to leave all that sinful past and follow the Lord and chase after the Lord with everything that we have. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to just do some two illustrations. Just an example of two illustrations. So the first one is, this is not you, okay? The first example is not you. It is a friend that you know, or someone that you know, okay? So let's say an example is, someone is in a relationship, right? He's just in a relationship, you've been dating. Then the relationship ends with some reasons. Maybe there was a lot of compromise. Maybe there was a lot of violence, right? All those things that come back with a relationship. Then these people come and tell you, oh, we decided to break up. We've ended things up, and we're going our separate ways. Then 2 days later, they meet somewhere. They crisscross at KFC, right? Then in the process of crisscrossing at KFC, they're like, we felt back in the air again. So we are back together. Then that keeps happening over and over again. They keep coming back together, breaking up. Coming back together, breaking up. That is what we call a messy breakup. Say messy breakup.
Messy breakup.
I know what the situation will be. Actually coming to realize, oh, this relationship is over. Everybody walks a different path and it never happens again. Did you? So that is what we call a clean breakup. Say clean breakup.
Clean breakup.
And actually what God has called us into is to walk in clean breakup. Amen? Because sometimes we can find ourselves in cycles of, yes, I am born again, but I have moments where I keep going back to my old past sins. I have moments where I keep going back looking for satisfaction in things that are outside God. And the truth is, we do not need to do that anymore, because we can walk in clean breakup every single day. Amen. Yeah, so let's open our Bibles in the book of Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 from verse 20 to 23. Romans chapter 6 from verse 20 to 23. Are we there? Okay, I will read for you. It says, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. Can you just stop there for a moment? Like before we received the Lord, before we had the Lord in our lives, actually we didn't have any obligations to do right. Because we did not even know what right looks like. We only know what right looks like because we have Jesus. Then the verse continues and says, and what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. Like when you look at, when we encounter Jesus and we look at the life that we used to live, we're like, actually I was living, I was doing things that lead to eternal doom. Are we together so far? I'm reading with the NLT version in case you're wondering. So the next statement is, but now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Like we have been invited to walk in freedom. Amen? Let me just give another illustration. You can imagine someone living in a nice apartment, right? But then, they usually put a pile of dirty socks in a corner every single day. Like they just pile it out. That is one of the worst things, right? They just pile it out. So you can imagine every time you enter that house, the smell that comes from it. It is bad, right? But then what will happen the day that that person decides to clean the house? You'll go back in and you'll feel a sweet aroma from that house, right? You'll be like, yes, finally, it is a relief, right? It's the same thing with our life, the thing that we keep holding on. When you decide to surrender them to the Lord and actually receive freedom, we will feel so light. Like we will have laid down so many burdens, amen? Are we together so far? If you are together so far, let me know. Let me know. How many know that sometimes we easily find ourselves compromising in our walk with the Lord? Like it is so easy to compromise. And the truth is, when we live lives of compromise, it breaks the heart of God. Because God has called us to live lives of holiness and righteousness to Him. Amen? And like the God that like we easily tread the set apart holy life that God has called us to a compromised kind of life. Like that is something we easily do. And yet God has called us for something way more. Amen? Amen. So, let's open James chapter 4 from verse 7 to 8. James chapter 4 from verse 7 to 8. Are we there? It says, so humble yourselves before the Lord. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided. For your loyalty is divided between God and God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Like our loyalty is divided between God and the world. Like maybe we are the Sunday and weekday kind of Christianity people. But what happens the rest of the day is our loyalty is to the world. What if every day we choose to live fully for the Lord? Every single day without compromise, amen? Amen. Okay, let's read another scripture. Romans 6 from verse 15 to 16. Romans 6 from verse 15 to 16. Romans 6, 15, it says, well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Can someone give me a response? Let me read again. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning?
No.
Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? Like, if you choose to obey the hold of sin over your life, you are a slave to that sin. But you have a choice of being slaves to God's righteousness every single day. It's something that is freely given to us. Amen? Okay, let's continue. You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Are we together so far? As I read this next verse, I want Kate to come over and just help me out with an illustration. So Galatians 5:13, it says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Amen? Because the excuse, sometimes we give so funny excuses that what if I sin, then I borrow for forgiveness tomorrow. Like, see, God will forgive me, so I can just sin today and forgiveness tomorrow. Sin again the next day, As just making sure that the day he returns, you've asked for forgiveness. That is not the life you have been called to live in, amen? Amen. Every single day we can walk in freedom. Are you together? Yes. So I wanted to give some examples of compromised lives. And trust me, this example that I've given, personally at some point in my life, I have walked in them and I've seen freedom, amen? And if God can give me freedom, he can give you freedom. It's an honor, amen? So this amazing lady here, my roommate, one of my best people in the world, is going to help me out, okay? Can you all see her? Everybody? So Kate is not a compromised person, but she's going just to represent someone who lives a life of compromise and how that looks like, okay? So this is Kate's life, okay? A representation of this blue, nice Dutch bag. Yeah, so this is Kate's life. So let's say, for example, you are living your life and you're saying, I do not want to fall in the sin of pornography. But then you end up watching movies that have compromising scenes.
Ooh, come on.
Or you end up following TikTok or social media accounts that have compromising scenes.
Come on.
Then you live convincing yourself that, I'm just watching these scenes, I'm not going into pornography itself. So you're like, this is okay. But trust me, it is not okay.
Come on.
That is still sin. Amen. So when you do that, there is compromise in your life. And you're adding a baggage in your life in that moment. Are we together so far?
Yes.
So let's say another example is that you know, the reason that we actually go to sin is because we are looking for partial satisfaction and giving up on the beautiful full satisfaction that Jesus can give us. So a simple example is, maybe you are in a bad situation, right? And you're like, I can just lie myself out of this situation this one time. Then the next time, you lie yourself out of the situation again, right? But it becomes a pattern and it ends up being a bondage, right? So you're keeping on adding weight of compromise in your life. Are we following so far?
Yes.
And you're keeping on adding a weight of compromise in your life. And the truth is, the more we add a weight of compromise in our lives, the more we're giving away our intimacy with the Lord. Like every time we choose to follow compromise, instead of following God, like literally, we are stealing a beautiful, intimate relationship with the Lord from ourselves. Because one thing that the Lord desires is, there's a Bible verse, Psalms, I think it's Psalms 23, that our heart cry will be, one thing I ask, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon his beauty and to seek him like every day. Because the Lord desires that we come to that place of actually gazing upon him, seeking him every single day, and living a life of compromise, okay? Another compromise we can easily walk in is, we live a halfway Christianity. Like there are days we are very Christian-like. When you go to the office, nobody even knows you are a Christian.
Oh,
because the life you live that does not show anything about being Christian.
Come on.
When you go to school, you're like among the most cool people in school, which is not wrong, but your life shows a lot of compromise. So you're keeping on adding compromise in your life, okay? That is adding baggage in your life over and over again. And remember, every baggage you add in your life, every compromise is stealing away the vain that the Lord desires. Your heart laid down to him every single day. Your heart given to him every single day. Like the thing is, we serve a God that loves us so much. And he is a jealous lover. Like that is the God that we serve. But then sometimes we choose other things before him. And as I said earlier, that breaks his heart. He wants laid down lovers who can give everything to him and trust him for freedom. Amen? Another thing of compromise that you can easily walk into is, this is a very simple one. Sometimes it happens. For example, I'm with Jenga. Let me use Jenga because he won't be offended at me after this. So let me use an example of Jenga, right? I'm with Jenga. I'm talking good things to him. I'm telling him how a powerful bishop he is. All those amazing things, right? Then, immediately Jenga leaves And I find myself with Janet. I'm like, I am Jenka, the worst person I've ever met. I don't even like him. Eh? Why does he do the things that he do? Does he think he's better? Like all those things, right? And in the face of the person, we are showing them how we value them. But behind the scenes, we are telling a different story. Like, what kind of Christianity is that? What kind of life living is that, okay? And the more you do that, the more you're adding a baggage of compromise. The more you do that, the more you're adding a baggage of compromise in your life. And remember, all this compromise, you see what you've done now. All this compromise is leading you away from the Lord. It makes you tired. You start walking in Christianity out of works instead of out of a place of relationship with the Lord. It is so easy to follow the Lord from a place of relationship. Like, it is so easy. But if you do it with your own works, you end up frustrated. And you can end up walking in works out of a place of developing a life of compromise. So we will say no to compromise, okay? She's literally tired. So, you're tired? But she works out a lot. So, yes. So, you can put it down for a moment and I'll tell you to pick it up. She's doing great, right? And now she's doing amazing, right? Like, walking in compromise is walking in mess, in a messy breakup, amen? But the truth is, we have a God who is interested in every part of our lives. Like, he is concerned about every part of our lives. We serve a God who is a consuming fire. Like, literally all he's waiting for is an invitation to come and consume everything inside of us that is not of him. That we can lay it all down at his feet, amen? The thing is, let's just see an example of what, just an illustration, see you? Let's say this Bible represents our relationship with God. Going back to the Lord, amen? Having a deep, intimate relationship with the Lord. So what happens when we give all these compromising situations to the Lord, amen? So pray that Kate catches my Bible, okay? It is new. So let's say Kate has all this baggage. You can carry it up. Like it? Oh, you're doing great. So this represents our relationship with the Lord. So Kate decides, I want to go back to the Lord. I want to have a beautiful relationship with the Lord again. So what happens is, immediately she has a relationship with the Lord, all the baggage falls out. All of you. Amen. Then that should be our response. Not denying the fact we have compromised, but coming to a place of saying, actually, I can do clap for that lady as she goes. Coming to a place of realizing that actually I have some compromising situations in my life. And I have an amazing father who is calling me to lay down this compromise at his feet. Amen. Please just check with your neighbor if you are together so far. Just ask them, are we together? Are we following?
Following, bro?
Amen. We're together, right?
I see you sleeping.
The truth is, Jesus is worthy of lives laid down, no compromise. Like, he is so worthy of our lives laid down to him without compromise. There's this statement that I love that says, the Lamb is worthy to receive the reward of his suffering. And one of the things that Jesus went on the cross for is that we can walk in freedom. So us laying down our compromise, us laying down all these compromises in our life and walking in freedom, walking in holiness, walking in righteousness is a way for God to receive the reward of his suffering every single day. He deserves to receive the reward of his suffering.
Mom.
And we can give him that. We can love him by living lives of holiness and righteousness. We can love him by giving up on the hold of sin of our lives. No matter the temptation in that moment, we can love the Lord by saying, in this moment, yes, I know I'm tempted to this extent, but I will choose holiness. I will choose righteousness. No matter what my friends will think of me, I will choose the Lord. Because he deserves my reputation.
Wow.
He deserves everything that I can give him. And we will always choose him. Are we together so far?
Yes.
The other thing is that actually Jesus is looking for people with repentant hearts. He's looking for people with repentant hearts. People actually come to a place of realizing, I have been living in compromise and I admit it, okay? And from the place of admitting, going to the Lord with a repentant heart. And as we have said from beginning is, repentance is not about the sad feelings. It is not about all those things. It is coming to a realization that actually I can live a better life. The direction I'm taking can lead to eternal doom, but I can change and follow Jesus with everything that I am. I can make a decision from today that I will have a personal relationship with the Lord. And from that place, I will be able to know what burns in his heart, and I will follow that. I will be able to know what he hates, and I will hate it. Because the truth is, Jesus hates sin. So can we all hate sin? Like, we literally look at sin, we're disgusted. Like, how can I walk in that? When there is an option of beautiful freedom, freely for us. Every single day. He does not give the freedom in portions. He can give us full freedom every single day. That is the kind of God that we serve. An amazing Father.
Amen.
And we serve an amazing Father. He will never give up on you. He will never just let you be. He will not look at them and be like, some people are not here. Where he has reached, there is no redemption for you. God can never do that. There is always redemption. There is always freedom. Amen. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, just to explain the kind of repentance that God is calling us into. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Are we there? It says, for the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There is no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death.
Wow.
Like the kind of repentance. Thank you so much. I appreciate your demons. Amen. So the kind of repentance that God is calling us into actually results in salvation. And there's completely no regret in it. Amen?
Yes.
But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. If you do something wrong, then you just sit there and be like, oh, I did something wrong. The next day you feel sorrowful about it. I did something wrong. Maybe I watched pornography today. Oh my goodness, I watched pornography. That is so bad. The next day you're still feeling there. Just the shame and guilt of it, but you've not taken a moment to repent and turn away.
That's it.
If you just stay in a place of blaming yourself for the sin, then you end up just wearing yourself down over and over again. But when you repent for that sin, then you will receive freedom. You will receive salvation. You will feel a baggage has left you. Are we together so far?
Yes.
Amazing. And the good thing is, we have a Lord that we can learn from.
Yes.
So let's open Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Let me know if you're there. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Are we there?
Yes.
So it says, then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Yes. Now, this is an invitation from the Lord. That if you're having things that you are carrying by yourself, you've not laid them down at his feet, he's saying, come to me, and I will give you rest. Amen?
Yes.
And it continues and says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. like walking in the Lord, is that you carry more lightness in the Lord. Amen? Never carry your own baggage by yourself when you have a Savior who died for them. He died for that. He did not go on the cross so that you can try and figure out your own freedom. He went on the cross so that you can come to His feet every single day. So, okay, then last verse. Let's read John chapter 8 from verse 6 to 11. John chapter 8 from verse 6 to 11. This is the story of the adulterous woman. John chapter 8 from verse 6 to 11. Are we there? Okay, we can start. So from verse 6 it says, so you guys know the story, right? Of the woman who was caught in the act of adultery, right? Then the Pharisees brought her to Jesus. So verse 6 says, they were trying to trap him into saying something they produced against him. Sorry, we can start on top from verse 3, sorry. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law Moses says to stone her. What do you say? That is the question they asked Jesus, right? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Oh my goodness. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers had, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Did even one of them condemn you? And the woman said, no, Lord.
And Jesus said, sorry, you can hear me?
You can hear me? Thank you. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. And that was the response of Jesus. She sent this woman out of all this situation, but at the end of it, the invite she gave her was, go and sin no more. Like that is the same invite God gives us. That he has to come to a place of repentance and he forgives us. But from that place, go and sin no more. Because we have understood there is a better life for us, amen? Can we just be upstanding for a moment? I could use the help. And I just want us to get to a place of just telling Jesus that yes, in case you've lived in a life of compromise, okay? If you have not, please come to shed your ways. But if you have lived in a place of compromise, right? I will just be repentant before him and ask him to forgive us in this moment, okay? That we will not let compromise hold us back. Are we ready just to go wild and just repent for compromise? Just repent for any way we have compromised before the Lord. Because like he is right here and he wants to give us freedom. He wants freedom is easily available. We just need to reach out and take it. Amen? Amen? So just go before the Lord and say, just start repenting for compromise. Any way you have lived in compromise, any single way you have lived in compromise. Just any single way. So Jesus, we just repent. Just go out by yourself. Jesus, we just repent for any way we have lived in compromise, God. Any single way, Jesus, we have chosen compromise in our lives, God. Any single way, God, that we have thought we are by ourselves in our house, no one will see us, Jesus. We repent for those moments, God. We repent choosing compromise, King of Glory. And Father, we say yes to a life of holiness, a life of righteousness, God. Now, God, we want to live lives of holiness and righteousness before you, God. We want to live lives of holiness and righteousness before you, Jesus. Just every single day, God. This is our eyes closed all across the room. This is our eyes closed. And our eyes fixed on Jesus. He's the most beautiful person to fix our eyes on. This is the most beautiful person to fix our eyes on any day, any single day. If you're right here and you're saying, I'm tired of a life of compromise. I am tired of living in a messy breakup. I want freedom. I want to walk in freedom. Please just raise your hand where you are. Please just say, I'm tired of a life of compromise. I am completely tired of this life. Just raise your hand up high. And all of us in the room, just let's have our eyes fixed on Jesus. Just have our eyes fixed on Jesus in this moment.
Thanks for listening to a Circuit Rider podcast. For our full library of podcasts and more information about the Circuit Riders, visit us at circuitriders.com. To access worship, messages, and training courses, visit us at circuitriders.tv. To get involved with the day-to-day of what we do or see what's happening across the globe, you can follow us at Circuit Riders on Instagram. And finally, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.